You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Hey, Potties. So I wanted to let you know that we do not have an aftercast today, and that's because we did it live. So Easter is this coming Sunday. So Wally wanted to do an extravaganza game. So that is all on our Facebook page. If you didn't get to see it, text the word egg to 91979, and we will text you the link so you can see the video. That's egg to 91979. All right, here's today's podcast.
Using faith and facts to combat fear. Here's today's big story on The Wally Show.
So the story of the tragic shooting in the New York City subway that left 29 people injured took an unexpected twist yesterday. Frank James, he was the man wanted in connection with the shooting, was taken into custody in Manhattan, ending the 24-hour-long search for him. Like, he just kind of disappeared, and they didn't know where he was. But here's the odd part of this. You know how they found him?
How?
They got a tip. And they got a tip that said that the guy was in the East Village at a McDonald's. And then as they were listening to the tip, it got weirder. "I think you're looking for me. I've seen my picture all over the news. I'll be around McDonald's." He then gave him his name and even the description of what he was wearing. He said he'd be at the McDonald's, or he'd be charging his phone nearby. And sure enough, cops show up. They found him at a kiosk charging his phone. He called the tip in on himself.
That's
crazy.
I don't
understand. Like, why do you put people's lives in jeopardy?
Yeah.
And you tried to kill someone.
Right.
And then you turn yourself in? Like,
yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
None of it does. I mean, none of it does. And that is what happens all the time with this stuff. Like, just like you're doing right now, you're processing this, trying to grapple with it. What makes sense? What makes sense? And none of it does. Now, fortunately, he was taken into custody without incident, but made no statements, asked for a lawyer. So we're still not any closer to answering that big, elusive question of why. But at least they have him, and there is a chance that they can get that. And I mean, it's the weirdest thing, because I think that's how we're wired as people. Everybody wants to know that, especially people that were affected by this.
Yeah.
Because somehow it helps us process it and make sense of the senseless.
Yeah, and to put a face with the fear.
Yeah. And there's some thinking of, well, maybe if we know, we can work in ways to help prevent this with other people in the future, you know, or maybe there's something that can be done and there's some positive that can come out of this. And it's just, I mean, it's a messed up situation from the jump, but the good news is that they do have him, and at least now maybe some of these people that lived through this traumatic experience can get some answers that they're looking for. WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And recently, Robin Roberts from Good Morning America celebrated 20 years on that show. I had no idea that she had been there that long. And then I realized, I'm like, man, that's amazing. And then I realized I've been here 15 years. You know, it's,
right?
It's crazy.
It doesn't feel that way,
no.
But it's true.
The time flies, doesn't it? Well, they asked her, you know, like, what advice she would give to her younger self. And she said, "You don't have to be perfect." I'm like, oh, that's really good advice. Now, she did that in 6 words. We like to do something on the show where we give you 5 words to say something to younger you, and what would you say? Betty Rock, I'm curious. 5 words. Younger Betty.
Mine would be, "These are some great days."
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Nice.
And what I mean by that is, as a kid, you took for granted being able to have nap time.
Yes.
Or to have electricity that you didn't have to pay for, the food you didn't have to pay for.
Betty's like, you know what? When you're in school, they want you to nap. When you're at work, they hate it.
Right? Exactly. But also, like, those days where I would sit on the porch with my dad and shoot BB guns.
Yeah.
Or go walk out in the woods, play with my dog, and I had no responsibilities except for school. And I really was lackluster in that. But just to really soak it all in that home I grew up in.
Because when you're a kid, all you want to do is be an adult.
Yes.
And when you're an adult, all you want to do is be a kid. Yep. So exactly. Savor those moments. That's a really good one. Gavin.
I would say value the friends you have. Okay. Because I was a military kid and we moved every 2, maybe 3 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think looking back on it, I'm not going to say that, like, oh, I wish I was still in contact with my friends when I was 6 years old. But I do think that I lost a lot of friends along the way because I just didn't have as much time with them. So I wish I'd valued that time a little bit more.
That's a good one. That's a really good
one. Lonely little Gavin.
I'm not low. I have friends now.
mine is most valedictorians get normal jobs because you're so comparative and competitive when you're in high school and everyone's like, look at the valedictorian, look what they're gonna do, oh my gosh, they're gonna go to school and be amazing. Hey, guess what, a lot of them flame out and a lot of them
yes so I have experienced that in my own school.
Yeah. I'm telling you, and a lot of them end up, you know, doing normal jobs just like you did as the kid that wasn't the valedictorian, but you're taught that that's what you have to be,
but you don't know the pressure that that kid is facing at home, you know, behind closed doors. They might be being forced to just get those good grades. Yeah. Get those good grades.
Yeah, and it's something that's a prison for them, too. Yeah, and you just don't know. And so the bigger concept is, man, just not being so comparative in your life with the kids that are surround you that look like they have it all.
Yes.
Because that's just not the case most times. So there you go. Those are ours. What are yours? Your five-word sentence to you as younger you, what would you say? What advice would you give? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. You put that in your phone so you can get right through. 855-33-WAY-FM. Carmen, what's yours?
God knows more than you.
That's a really hard concept to grasp sometimes for some people because we think we know best and we want to tell them how to do everything. Why did you come up with that?
Because there are so many times I have second-guessed God in my life, think I know more, and it never works out like I think it should, and God's plan is always better.
And the earlier in life you can understand that, grasp that, and live that out, probably the happier you're going to be. But some of us, like myself, slow learners.
Imagine knowing that at 14.
Yes.
How much easier life would have been going forward.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, Lisa, you're up. What's your five-word sentence for younger you?
Your parents are actually right.
Yes. Yes, as a parent, I agree with this now. As a kid, I was like, she's crazy. This Lisa lady, crazy.
I agree. And, you know, they said, you need to make these decisions. You need to make sure you do this. Yeah, Mom, whatever. And now I'm like, oh, I wish I had listened.
What was one of those things that they were right about that you didn't listen to?
True transparency, who I married.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they both said, you know, you really shouldn't marry this person. Yeah, Mom, but, you know, you don't know him the way I know him. And, yeah, 16 years after I was married, I divorced. So my parents were actually right. So if I could go back, I could say, just listen and realize that they have your best interest. And they have lived this life a little longer than you have.
There's a great quote by Mark Twain. It says, when I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished by how much he had learned in those 7 years. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. All right, Tanya, you have 5 words to give younger Tanya some advice. What would you say?
You're going to miss Grandpa's stories.
Oh, yes. Grandparents have great stories if we'll listen. But so many times as kids, we write them off and don't think that what they have to say is applicable. But nothing could be further from the truth.
Exactly. My grandpa used to tell stories at every get-together. And I would think to myself, if I hear this story about Okinawa one more time, I'm just going to die. But now I work with veterans and I hear their stories and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I just want to hear my grandpa's one more time.
Oh yeah, that's a really good one and I appreciate that one. Thank you, Tanya.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day. I love your show.
Oh, you're too kind. Have a good one. All right, Jody, you're up. What is your five-word sentence to younger Jody?
No matter what, you matter.
Ooh, I do like that one. Okay, where did that come from? Because that seems like a pretty deep reflection.
It is a very deep reflection because it's just when your family doesn't support you when you're young and things happen. It's kind of personal, but, you know, it's one of those.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And Jody, I think your five words probably could speak to a lot of parents out there to realize that the words they say to their children really do make a, not a small effect, but a huge effect, because the support from your parents means so much.
And that's why I called, because really sensitive for me, but I was like, you know what? I feel this is important to get out to the parents that maybe don't realize, you know, if your child tells you something and you don't believe them, that damaged them immensely.
Absolutely. And I love yours, and I think it's really good for both kids and parents to hear today. So, man, Jody, thank you for taking the time to kind of share your personal stuff with us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hey there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's the Wally Show.
Recently on a trip to California, I passed a gas station where gas was close to $7 a gallon.
No.
I know. And while it's hurting our wallets to keep our own cars full, it's now getting to going to hurt us even more, because now we have to keep Amazon's trucks full. Okay, so Amazon recently announced that the next time you make a purchase on their site, you may notice a 5% surcharge for, quote, fuel and inflation.
Okay.
So that means they're doing this because they have an increase in hourly wages, they're hiring more workers, and they're having to build more warehouses.
So they're charging people that sell on Amazon a 5%, but then what's going to happen is that's going to increase your goods and services because they are going to pass along that cost.
Right, exactly. And now the good news is you'll only see this 5% charge if you order something from a third-party seller. And if you're like me, you don't know. I didn't know how to tell. Is it from a third party? Is it through Amazon?
I don't know,
I'm not sure. So I Googled it, and here's what you need to know. Before hitting that purchase button, you need to check the sold by or fulfilled by fields on the product's description page.
Okay.
So before you want to buy it, just check and see if it says by a third party in the fulfilled by or the sold by.
Okay, so then you're probably going to end up paying more for that because of the pass along costs that are happening.
Yes.
And because, Lord knows, Amazon didn't make enough billions during
COVID. Right, exactly.
COVID.
And third parties already are paying Amazon in the billions.
Right. Yeah, oh my gosh, I had seen a thing where they paid, their fees were $103 billion last year, like all of these sellers together.
Like that can go towards your gas. You're fine.
You're doing okay, Amazon.
Yeah, and Jeff Bezos, didn't he just buy a yacht that was worth like trillions of dollars?
Oh, yeah, like $500 million. And
he has
a rocket, okay? Like, I think you can eat some fuel costs for a couple months there, Amazon. Thanks. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Easter is this Sunday, and we thought we would celebrate today by doing our aftercast that we normally do. It's our podcast, but we're going to do it live on Facebook today for our Easter extravaganza.
Hey,
got some games that we're going to play today, and I haven't told you guys what's at stake for winning these games. Would you like to know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't set the bar high.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting
the winner of the extravaganza.
Gets your respect or something.
No.
A high five.
Wow. No. Gets to come in late on Monday, and we do their job. Like, so, for instance, Betty Rock, you're the first news. You get to come in late, and I will do your news for you.
What if you win?
If I win, then you guys are going to do... Oh, wait, that's not good, because then you guys don't have to do anything. Okay, I I didn't put as much thought into this as I thought.
It's a great idea. Yeah, okay. Do it.
I'm going to try harder now.
All right, so here's one of the games we're going to play, okay? Remember Chubby Bunny where you put marshmallows in your mouth? Well, you know, we got peeps, okay? So I'm going to put four peeps in my mouth, and then all you have to do is tell me what sentence I am saying, okay?
Okay.
So I put one on the left side.
It's nice when you get to eat for a living.
I know, totally good.
Right?
One on the right side.
Oh, they're not
they're
tiny.
Blue bunnies. Yummy.
In my head, I thought it would be quite easy to get.
No.
So four. Right now, you can understand me. Yeah, two is easy.
Yeah.
Plus, you have a big mouth.
I know.
Ooh, I have a small mouth.
Okay, that's three.
I can still tell you're saying that's three. Mm-hmm.
Can you get four
Maybe
in there?
Maybe one more. Do a fourth.
It actually looks like it might be.
You're fine. Just do the fourth one.
The bunny's butt is hanging out.
You're fine. You have a big mouth. You're fine. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he just spit a little part out. Okay, why don't
just
you try and say...
Just put it in sideways. Like, put it in face forward.
Or try and say your phrase, because... This is taking a little bit of time.
Stop chewing them.
I gotta give them the side drink. I'm a constant disappointment.
You're a constant disappointment. I'm a constant disappointment.
No, you're a constant disappointment. Especially right now, because that's a disappointment that I could even understand.
That's really funny, as I was getting you guys both to say I'm a constant disappointment, and together you both went, you're a constant disappointment, and totally flipped the script on me. So, okay. That was harder than I thought. Like the three, I couldn't even remotely get four in there.
Yeah. I don't see myself doing more than three.
No.
I have a small mouth.
Okay, well, we'll see. That's one of the games. Then I've got a leaf blower game and a helmet, which is going to be a lot of fun, too. So, again.
And you don't want to miss this. Like Wally was saying, we're going to do our aftercast live on Facebook. So, if you don't want to miss out on it, text the word Wally to 91979. That's Wally to 91979. When you do that, we're going to send you a text with a link. And when we go live, we'll notify you and let you know.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And Betty Rock was so happy the other day because, like, stories in the Bible of the lost sheep, you know, Jesus, the shepherd leaves the 99 to find the one. It's like we all identify that when we celebrate when that one comes home, the prodigal son. Betty Rock has a prodigal hat story, which is so great.
So recently I went to Disneyland with a friend of mine and her family, and while on Thunder Mountain, I lost a hat. And this isn't just any hat.
Mm-mm.
This was my 2022 Mule Day hat that I had just purchased the weekend before.
And you
brand
spent
new.
Good money on a Mule Day
I
hat.
I spent $20 on it.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, it's worth more. It's worth its weight in gold.
Oh, absolutely.
But anyways, it flew off my head, and I was just devastated. I put in a lost and found claim at Disneyland, and that happened on Tuesday, and by the next Tuesday, I still hadn't heard anything, and I was thinking, it's gone.
No,
it's
forever.
Lost forever.
You already made peace with it?
Right. I had made peace with it, already had remorse and just sadness.
Went through the
grieving
five steps
process.
Of grief.
Yes, exactly.
All five of them. I saw anger.
But then, like a beacon, like a shaft of light coming down from heaven, I get an email from Disney, and they say, hey, we found your hat.
Hey, girl, hey.
And we're ready to ship it back to you. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I know. Go figure.
What?
It was the only Mule Day hat we found. But here's what had to happen. In all of this, this is what amazes me. So you're on a ride, you lose it, okay?
Yeah.
At the end of the night, some worker at Disney, their job is to go through and find all the stuff people have dropped.
Yes.
Then they bring it to a place. Then somebody else's job is to go through all the, not complaints, but the requests for said items. And they're not connected in any way other than by a description. So they had to read your description of said amazing Mule Day hat.
Right,
to figure out that was the one.
Right.
And that it was you and send it to you.
Yes. And I am so excited. I know you're excited just because you're impressed by their customer service.
For you.
But I am excited because I thought it's like I had a child.
Yes.
I lost him to the wicked ways of the world.
Yep.
And now he's coming back to me.
Prodigal hat.
And I'm so excited.
I know. And her excitement is contagious. So I want to celebrate with you. That thing that maybe no one else is excited for you, but you are like, I am super about to explode right now, like Betty Rock and her dumb Mule Day hat. And
hey!
I didn't mean dumb. I did not mean dumb. I meant her amazing Mule Day hat, okay? So what is that thing? This is a chance for you. We're going to celebrate your yay with you. What is that thing that you are uber excited about that maybe people in your life are like, enough, I don't want to hear any more about it. We are going to just celebrate
with you,
okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. Betty Rock set the bar pretty high with that Mule Day hat story, so good luck to you. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'd love to celebrate your big win right now. So, Alexandra, what is your yay?
Well, my birthday is in a month from now, and I took off the whole weekend, May 26th through the 31st, and on my birthday, I'm getting a tattoo, and I have tattoos. No one's really excited about it, but, like, I'm very, very excited about this tattoo. Because that song, Bridge to Garden, that came out, like, I saw Elevation Worship when you guys advertised it. Like, okay, it's a sign, I gotta go. I went all by myself.
I like when tattoos mean something to people. Like, I think that's really important because you're gonna have it for a while, so
right.
You want it to mean something. And since you had heard about, like, Elevation Worship here on Way FM, before you go get your tattoo, do you need me to text you a picture of myself so you can work that in?
Wait a minute. She what? Never
yeah,
said she wanted your actual face on her.
Oh, I just assumed.
Arm.
I figured she would want that. It's a thank you. That's what you would normally do.
Alexandra, is it safe to assume that that is not the case? You do not want Wally's face on your arm?
I'll put a little W in there for
no.
Wally.
Yes!
No, don't.
Yes!
No, don't do it.
I love it. This is going to be the best
one
tattoo
of the
ever.
In the broken road, I'll put a W.
Oh,
perfect.
So,
that is...
And I'll send you a picture
yes!
once I do it, just so you know.
You have no idea how happy this makes me. Your yay is also my yay
You
day.
Also have no idea how much you're going to regret that.
So, Tammy, what do you got?
My son started struggling with epilepsy about 7 years ago, and we couldn't get to, like, 12 days without having a big, big seizure.
Oh, wow.
And this month, we are celebrating 8 months seizure-free.
No way. All right. That is a huge cause to celebrate. Congratulations.
I'm finally able to remember what sleep feels like again.
Oh, I bet. I can't even imagine the worry with that, too. And, like, how old is he?
He's going to be 16 on the 24th.
Yeah, and, like, you can't drive until you have a certain amount of months without a seizure. And so that's a big deal in a kid's life. And so I am so happy for you guys. Did his seizures just kind of come out of nowhere?
Yeah, his third grade teacher thought he had ADHD. And I noticed Brian was dropping everything. Then I saw that his eyes were rolling in the back of his head, and then one night he had his first full seizure, and it started from there.
Same way with my nephew, just out of nowhere, and they've had to go through all these tests and try to, you know, figure out what's going on, and they haven't gotten theirs handled yet, so I am so happy for you guys.
Yeah, our pastor came up to Brian, he's like, I'm going to fight this battle with you, and every weekend I want you to find me, and I'm going to pray with you and for you and over you. And the day of the first prayer, the seizure stopped.
That wow. is amazing. Well, congratulations. Definitely worth celebrating
Woo!
Today, Tammy.
We're very excited.
I am a big fan of irony. Hey, it's Wally, and recently I did a cash out refinance with United Faith Mortgage, and that's where you pull money out of your home to use on whatever you want. You can add a pool, redo a kitchen, or a master bath. Pay off debt. It's your call. So my UFM guy, Ryan, showed me all of my cash out refinance options, and I took the one that gave me a bunch of cash without having my monthly payment go up a dime. But then something weird happened. I was ready to buy a couple jet skis, build an outdoor fireplace, purchase a new car. But the irony is, somewhere along the way, having that much money available to me actually made me do the unthinkable. It made me responsible. Ick! It made me think about how I can maximize this gift in my life to better my family long term. Sure, we'll do something fun with part of the money, but I got more than I could have saved in 5 or 10 years of working. And that's life changing. So see how they can help you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
Every individual and company had to make a decision about how they wanted to handle the waves of COVID over the last couple of years. You had people who wanted to mask up, who didn't want to mask up, companies that required it, and some that didn't. And the airline company Delta, the way that they actually handled it with themselves internally was that they actually charged a $200 extra surcharge to people who chose not to get vaccinated, and they charged that to their health care plan.
Yeah, this was controversial because, you know, they weren't firing them because some companies laid people off.
Yeah, United, I think.
Yeah.
They required it, and two people decided, or they laid them off.
Yeah, they laid off like 200 people.
Yeah.
And so the with Delta, they were like, well, we're going to charge you because if you get sick and end up in the hospital, it costs us up to $50,000. And so they felt that that was justified. And it definitely did not land well, to use a flying analogy, with a lot of people.
And they said that the idea behind it was that they wanted to make sure that people viewed their flights as being as safe as possible, safe for the employees and safe for the people that was flying with them as well.
The irony is, like, right now, Delta is petitioning the government and the CDC to remove the mask mandate for flights because they're like, this is enough. We're tired of our flight attendants being battered for this, and it just isn't necessary. And they've always felt that wasn't necessary, which is ironic. And so are they getting rid of it?
Yeah, along with that, they are dropping that $200 a month charge to people who aren't vaccinated, which, like, people with health care, like, it's a great thing, it's a blessing, but $200 a month is a lot of money that you can use for bills and for a lot of other things that you need in this world.
Well, think about it. If you were already paying like $600 a month for your health care for your family, I mean, that's pretty average, and then all of a sudden you now have $200 extra added on to that, like, you're at $800 a month just for health care. I mean, come on, that takes a bite. And so I'm sure there are some employees that are beyond thrilled to see that go away today, for sure.
Yeah, and they said that they dropped it given the fact that we really do believe that the pandemic has moved to a seasonal virus.
Well, nice.
So, I mean, I'm
glad they believe that.
Yeah.
I hope they can convince, I don't know, the government of
CDC,
that.
Please. Yeah,
that would be fantastic. Well, there you go. And in a related statement, they did say, in the midst of all of this good news, we are still probably going to cancel a bunch of flights and have delays today. So enjoy traveling with us.
Open my eyes, and man, I swear, I saw God today.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and God is all around us. I think we tend to compartmentalize sometimes, and we put him in a box over here, and then we do this over here, but every day of the year is a national something 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 day, and today was like National Look Up Day, Look Up in the Sky Day, and if you ever want to see God, like, man, get out in nature, look up in the sky, and you see the immense vastness of space and the light from these stars, how many light years away they are, but you're still seeing it here, and it's like his handiwork is all around us.
Also that we are spinning, the earth is spinning, but we don't ever feel it, and that we're always standing up.
Yeah, and we're on a round thing.
How does that work?
I know, right? Like, I'm not a flat earther, and like, I've seen pictures, and it's round. And so, I mean, it's amazing, the physics of all of this stuff, but somehow we knew. But I think you can see God in other ways, too. I think you can see God in the kindness of a stranger. I think you can see God in, you know, like a plant breaking through the sidewalk, you know, and you can infer and take, like, metaphors away when you look for them. Like, because think about it like this. When you look for the bad in life, what do you find?
The bad.
You all the time find the bad. This is something that I struggle with. I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop. And so on those times when I've got both shoes properly tied on, you know, mentally speaking, I see God more, and I see good more, and it makes you feel amazing.
Well, it makes you feel grateful because you're thankful for the things that you do have, and you see the miracle that is life.
Absolutely. So let's do this with you right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. It's I Saw God Today, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. How did you see God? Maybe in a way that you weren't expecting to. Maybe it was out in nature. Maybe it was through an interaction with somebody. Maybe it was something you didn't see, but you took away a deeper meaning from that pointed your eyes back to heaven. So I'm just curious what that is for you. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll do a little I Saw God Today with you now. So we're doing I Saw God today. Those times that you see the handiwork of God, or you see his hand in your life through something unexpected.
So mine was last August. We lost our house and everything through a flood. I'm in Waverly, Tennessee. So we lost 20 people through that flood. Me and my son were in that flood. It took me a mile down the road. I blacked out 3 times. Oh. I lost my son for 4 hours and couldn't find him. And as soon as I was able to get out of the water, I was reaching out to people saying, I can't find my son. I can't find my son. The water took my son. You know, and everybody would stop and pray. And then they'd all start looking for him. And we found him 4 hours later. He was on top of a shed roof. And I believe it was all God that me and him are still here today.
Oh, for sure. That's crazy. I'm so glad that your story, even though you lost your things, you know, you didn't lose your son. And so I guess for you, the people that were stopping to pray for you and helping look for your kid was like seeing God that day in the kindness of strangers.
Yes. Yes.
Has it changed your relationship with God since then?
Oh, yes. My faith has grown so much more. I mean, it was already strong, but it's so much stronger. And as many times as I can share what happened, I share it with whoever, because I feel like they need to know what God can do.
What was a time that you saw God in your life in a way that maybe you weren't expecting?
So last August, I was suffering from insomnia and depression for the first time. I prayed to God, you know, for relief, for peace, for sleep.
Sure.
And I was finding his answers through random little signs. A neighbor invited me to Bible study down my street. I was getting emails for church that I hardly ever see. My Bible app that I never get notifications for pinged me Bible verses that applied to me. And through that, that's kind of how I kept getting encouraged to seek God, to seek his presence. And that pulled me out of it.
That's the thing. God is always pursuing us. I truly believe that. And I believe that he will use anything and everything, notification pings and things to give you what you need when you need it in that moment, if you'll just recognize it. You know, he's there. He's all around us.
Yeah. And it's like you said, if you have your eyes open, then it's easy to see him everywhere.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and one of the things my wife always looks forward to every year is Good Friday service with Chris Tomlin. You know the guy. Good, good Father, it's who you are, it's who you are. I mean, his worship concerts are amazing, and then you factor that with Easter and Good Friday. It's super powerful, but we can't always go because of life getting in the way and things like that. But that might not be the case for you. Like, say you don't live in Nashville and you can't go see the show. We got you.
Yeah, we've got the hookup. So you can actually join Chris Tomlin Friday evening for a special Good Friday service that's going to be live on Facebook. So if you would like to participate in that, to see it and enjoy it with your family, all you got to do is text the word concert to 91979. That's concert to 91979. And then we'll notify you when the service is live.
There you go. And so you can catch it. Don't even have to be here. Don't have to be a trendy hipster in Nashville wearing skinny jeans. You can just watch it from the privacy of your living room in your PJs. And I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. His Good Friday service is awesome. And so again, what do you have to text Rock one more time?
Concert to 91979.
For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None
of that. Yeah, but none of that does any good. But In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Wally and Gavin, if you had to guess how many times you use your microwave weekly, what number would you give me?
My wife uses it every day because she makes popcorn. She loves popcorn, and a lot of dinners come out of it. So for me, I think I would probably put it at about 5.
Okay. Gavin?
I probably would double that for me. I think I use it at least once a day, and then on weekends, yeah. I heat up a thing of coffee.
You look like a Hot Pocket guy.
Thanks.
Well, that sounds like a lot. Well, believe it or not, former football player and GMA host Michael Strahan, he doesn't own a microwave. So kitchen has an oven, a stove, all the appliances that you would need, but not a microwave.
And a personal chef.
Yeah, he's married, right? Like, I mean,
I don't think he is.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, but I don't think he is.
Because if you are the wife, I would be like, I want a microwave. Like, just because I know you don't want it. That's great for you. But, like, I want to make things quicker.
Yeah. Well, in a recent interview, he admitted to his kitchen's lack of the electromagnetic radiation cooking gadget due to his personal preference of not liking how food tastes when it's heated in the microwave.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Which I get it to some degree. I mean, for instance,
I've never known any different.
Well, when you heat food up, like frozen food up in the microwave, it's gummier. Yes. Now, when you put it in the oven, it's crunchy.
Crispy. You can't do pizza reheated in the microwave. I'll do it when I get lazy, but my wife will preheat an oven, get a stone out, put pizza on it. It takes 10 minutes or 15 to warm up, then about 20 at 300 or whatever to get it. And by that time, I could have eaten a whole like regular pizza just in the microwave.
But doesn't it taste better?
I know, but sometimes immediacy is more important to me than quality.
Do either of you ever eat it cold?
Pizza? No, no. Serial killers eat cold pizza.
Or college students.
Yeah.
Or a kid who's still in the college mindset.
Yeah, no. Cold pizza is like disgusting.
But also, too, like when you think about what do you do with reheating like soup or macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah. It's the best for that. I mean, things that have already been cooked and taste good.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the secret for me. I'm going to...
Oh, boy.
No, I'm going to help you guys out.
Okay? Please.
Because rice is one of the things, like reheating rice in the microwave doesn't taste really good. Mm-hmm. My wife got this plastic cover that will go over your plates. It's like a dome, basically.
Yeah.
What you do, you have a rice dish. Or maybe even macaroni and cheese. Dribble some water. Just drizzle water on the rice. Just a little bit, okay? Mm-hmm. Put it in the microwave. Put this dome on. Then cook it for a minute or whatever. The steam redoes the rice and kind of rehydrates
it. Look at that.
It's so good.
A built-in scoop for this
break. Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Maybe you should tell Michael Strahan.
Yeah, I know. Maybe he would do that. I mean, we have a lot of other things in common. And so maybe we could have this.
Like your teeth? Hold on.
Oh, that was so funny. I don't even care if that hurts my feelings. That's really funny. Uplifting. Wait, fam, this is the Wally Show. And I know that the internet is great for being able to quickly Google things and get information. There's no sense of wonder anymore. But some things I don't know that you can Google. That's where we turn to you for Googling things. I want you to tell me the answer to this question, okay? Maybe you have some experience with this and you know exactly the answer. I'd much rather hear it from a person that knows than a computer. So I was driving the other day, and this bird flew in front of my car, and just missed it.
Ooh,
just missed it. But I thought, there are times when you see animals that have been injured on the side of the road, and you hear stories all the time of people saying, oh my gosh, I found this dog that had been hit by a car, and I took it to the vet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens? Like,
what do you mean?
If it's not your animal, and you take it to the vet, Do you then have to pay for all the treatment for this dog? Does the vet have to then, by a Hippocratic vet doctor oath, like the doctors have the Hippocratic oath that they take?
Uh-huh.
Like, does it, a vet have the same kind of oath to help an injured animal regardless of payment?
And then what's to stop someone from taking advantage of that and saying, yeah, I found this dog, but the dog is really yours?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I'm real curious about it. That's why we can't Google this. We need to Google it. I know we have some vet people, veterinarians, vet techs, and vetty people that listen to the show. So now is
vetty
your moment.
People. We are looking for, not veterans.
No,
but
no, not in this case. Veterinarians, okay? So is there like a code of conduct, a code of ethics, some unwritten rule that, hey, yeah, we will take care of the animal even if it costs us money because we need to? Or do they just say, yeah, that's not our problem. Do you want to pay for it?
You can't do that.
Well, I would think that. I mean, so I don't know. That's why we're Googling it, see?
Okay.
All right, 855-33-WAY-FM. I lost sleep over this last night. I spent way too much time thinking about this, and I couldn't wait to get to this moment in the show.
Wow.
So 855-33-WAY-FM. If you have any experience with this and can help us out, I would love to hear your answer now. What do you think? What have you experienced?
That I have two different experiences with it. One is what you're talking about, where I found an animal on the side of the road. I take the dog in. He was hit by a car. I witnessed it happen. And I take the dog there and I explain what happened, and they're like, okay, so it's not your pet. And I'm like, no. So I guess if it is your pet and you're not paying for it, you're surrendering your pet, but they still provide care to that animal. But you don't get your animal back. But on the second hand, my husband and I rescued a kitten that was covered in mange and just awful. It was going through a lot. But we ended up paying for a lot of the care that happened. But because they knew it wasn't our pet, they gave us huge discounts and stuff. And we took care of the kitten until it passed away.
Oh, you had us for a second there, and then you just knocked the chair out from under us.
Well, that was terrible, Emily.
I don't think any of us saw that coming.
Jeez, you got to warn somebody.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Awful, but, you know, we were meant to be there, you know, and take care of this poor little thing and give it love and affection until it left.
Well, all right. Well, thank you very much, Emily. We always love having you on and your stories on Uplifting WayFM. Are you in the veterinarian field by any chance?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, because I had this thought. Like, if you were to see an animal, say, hit by a car, and it's not your animal, but you feel bad for it because you're a good person, and you take it to the vet, does the vet have, like, an oath that they take, like, doctors to protect life, and will they take care of it? Or do you have to pay because you were the one that brought it in?
Well, so we actually call it a good Samaritan when somebody finds an animal and brings it in to us. And we ask the Good Samaritan, is this something that you just found and you don't want to take responsibility for? Because sometimes we have them come in and they say, no, I want to take care of this animal.
Right.
Which is fine. Then we'll treat it like their pet. If that's not the case, then we take care of the animal and we call the Humane Society. And typically they tell us and they make a decision whether or not this pet is going to live or not.
And then the Humane Society is like, oh, we could get it adopted out for sure. So go ahead and do the procedure that it needs.
Right.
I'm not feeling very uplifted right now. I'm kind of sad.
I know.
Well, if it does make you feel better, sometimes some of the vet techs end up adopting these animals themselves.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, I appreciate Ashley giving some, like, professional information with this. And that's why we Google things, because I don't trust the internet.
I don't think the internet would tell you these things either.
I don't either, yeah, because now I'm still sad.
Sorry.
I need to watch videos on the internet of people falling off trampolines to make me feel better.
Good luck.
Thanks, Ashley.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.